Oh my God, here we go.
Here we go, cheers. You don't need a chaser?
Oh, not when it's cold.
Nope.
Hello everybody, welcome to T.L.'s Roadhouse in the Man Cave. Say hello to Dips.
What's up, darling?
Okay, so
Tracy, motherfucking
So, I have no idea exactly what we're going to talk about, but I am so intrigued and excited to have you here and look forward to just wherever this conversation leads us to.
Why are you intrigued?
I'm very intrigued. I went through your highlight reel last night.
Took a deep dive on Dan.
I expect a little shock therapy. There's probably a couple more shots through this show. So we just don't know what's going to happen.
No, and thank you so much for having me here. It's actually an honor.
Thank you.
Sitting next to you. You know, you're a legend in my family, right?
Well, thank you very much.
When I believe my daddy getting indicted to the Moose Lodge, they probably had your music playing on the jukebox.
Indicted
to the juice lodge. Inducted.
Yeah, or indicted.
You get sent to jail.
Wait, what's indicted?
That's what they do when they're getting ready to take you to prison.
Oh, is it inducted?
Inducted. Is when they honor you.
Okay. Well, he got...
An indictment is not a big honor.
Well, he got inducted.
Ask Donald Trump.
Inducted.
He got inducted to the Moose Lodge.
To the Moose Lodge.
Yeah. Probably have him playing Tracy Lawrence.
I bet they play a waltz in there, don't they?
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to a Moose Lodge?
I have played some Moose Lodges, Elk Lodges, VFWs, weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, complete with pony horses and all kinds of shit.
Listen, my family takes the Moose Lodge to another fucking level,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Keep your kids where you can see them, and let's have a good time. That's what a fucking Moose Lodge is.
I understand. A lot of polyester.
A lot.
Some people, do you think everybody should be allowed to wear polyester, or should there be a weight limit on that?
You wear whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, I don't give a damn. I mean, my family, like, the Moose Lodge, hell, my Aunt Nancy got married in one, so.
In the Moose Lodge, in spandex?
In Plant City, motherfucking Florida.
Plant City.
That's where I'm from.
Okay.
Good old strawberry fields, orange groves. But yeah, I'm from just a small town in Plant City, grew up in a trailer, and then the recession happened, and then we fucking moved to Tennessee, which I can't complain because I'm never going to leave Tennessee. I absolutely love it here.
I love Tennessee.
I'm never leaving. I'm never fucking leaving.
I love Florida too, but you know, I need the seasons to change. Isn't the strawberry festival in Plant City?
Yeah, Plant City.
I've played it several times. I know it well.
Yeah, okay. My mama, I think she was like Miss Strawberry Queen. She likes to bring it up every fucking holiday. God damn it. Like, lady, that was in the 90s. Let it go.
They got a lot of strawberry festivals. I think there's one in Texas, too.
Yeah, it's not the same as Florida.
No, probably not.
We're batshit crazy. We're fucking hella crazy, okay? Have you ever looked up the thing where you look up your birthday and Florida man on your birthday?
I have not.
Oh.
Do we need to do that right now?
Yeah, where's your phone? So you look up your birthday, Florida man, your birthday.
So Florida man and my birthday.
Uh-huh. Year and date, if you want to get specific. Mine's not too good. A man was eating another man's face off, so I don't really like to tell that out loud.
Bath salts.
Yeah. Yeah. Who said it? You did.
You said it, man. Yeah. Nobody.
This is terrible. Oh, is he doing it too? Everybody's doing it.
I got to figure it out. Florida man birthday challenge. Is that it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Florida man birthday.
And type in your birthday.
Okay. Gotcha.
Watch it be some otter. You don't like otters. I just came
to love otters. I just don't want them in my pond. I don't want them killing all my fish. When I want to eat a fish, I want to be able to go eat a fish. I don't want the otter eating all my fish. So it won't let me do it. You're going to have to look. It said nothing found on January 27, 1968. There's nothing. There's nothing.
I
don't exist.
Yeah. Put in 1993 just for shits and giggles. Shits and giggles. Just put in 1993.
Mine says, yeah. Florida man hit dad in face with pizza after learning he helped deliver him, police
okay.
say.
So
I said nothing.
January 27th. This is 26th. Golly. So let me tell you what I did this morning while she's doing this. So I get up this morning, I was wanting some pancakes so bad. You ever crave something when you get up in the morning? So
sausage.
So I made sausage too. I had sausage link this morning. So we had a box of Bisquicks there. There was just enough for two cups. So I got my eggs out and I got my milk out. I did all my stuff. I fried my sausage up in the pan, and I was so excited about this. So the pancakes were really flat. I'm like, they don't look right. So I put them on the plate and I went to get the syrup, and it wasn't nothing but sugar-free damn syrup up in the cabinet. You know how much that pissed me off? So I get over there and I pour it out, and it's so runny. It's like, this is disgusting, and the pancakes tasted like rubber. So I went up throwing all of it away, and I was pissed off this morning.
That's what made your day?
That's how I started my day.
And it pissed you off?
Because I wanted light, fluffy pancakes, and I was so excited about it when I woke up. And then I got shafted.
What? It's
shafted!
Yeah.
I want some fucking non-gluten-free pancakes, damn it.
I've got another one here. Florida man robs store dressed as Spider-Man, says he stole nearly $150 in Hennessy and $420 in Newport cigarettes.
Sounds like my man. That sounds like my fucking future
cigarettes
husband right there. Fucking Jesus. Somebody find his socials.
Oh, did we find a date?
$150 and some cigarettes. He did all right.
Florida man birthday, January 27th. The Florida man was arrested for hospitality. How do you even say that?
Hospitality?
No, hospitality. That's not even a word. Two children hospitalizing.
Probably AI.
Hospitalizing.
Two children after the incident he was involved in. 28-year-old man from Lauderdale Lake was involved in an accident while driving through traffic, according to officials. The man who left the crash site was arrested on Monday. See, what does this mean?
That sounds interesting.
What does this mean to me?
Yeah, get something crucial, like a man eating another man's face off. That's mine.
See, there's not crap on my birthday. Nothing exciting happened on my birthday.
You were born.
You know who does have the same birthday?
Tracy Lawrence was born.
That's a good day.
That's a good
day. Who is the guy that owned the Lakers? Jerry Buss? Jerry Buss's birthday is the same birthday as mine.
Okay. I have no idea who the fuck that is.
He owned the Lakers.
Well, good for
him.
Magic
Johnson
the Lakers.
Was there. Yeah.
Good for him.
You don't care about sports, do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I like hockey when they fucking sock somebody.
You got to go to minor league hockey for that.
Minor? No, I mean, you don't think they do it?
Not much anymore.
No, I like hockey. Just
they have hockey in Florida?
Throw off your the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, there you go.
It's too hot down there.
You know what I know about hockey is they got three periods, not four quarters.
I thought it was four. I look like a dumbass asking the guy behind me at the last press
game. What quarter is it?
I was waiting for the fourth quarter.
It's right there on the fucking TV. I was like, I'm going to go get a beer. I'll be right back. Hold my spot.
They have three periods.
Okay, let's get serious. Are you ready to get serious?
Yeah, how serious do you want to get?
I want to know how you got started doing this.
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know what led you to this. And how all of it exploded for you, because you're huge on TikTok.
Yeah, thank you so much. I don't think I'm that huge. I feel like I'm just like a little guy that helps promote country music nowadays. Honestly, I'm a single mama. Shout out my little baby, Lily Lynn, who dressed up as a scary ass clown going to school today. I'm just waiting for the teacher to call me and be like, why the hell did you send her to school with fake blood all over? But anyway, shout out to my little baby.
Nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
Hey, I kept the fake knife at home, okay? I was like, you got to keep this home, girl. You can't take that to school.
Yeah, they frown on that nowadays.
Yeah, it's
not funny.
Well, we kept that home. But no, I'm a single mama, just doing my fucking thing. I mean, how serious do you want to get? Because I do have a background. I mean,
I want to hear it all.
All right. Well, cut the story short. I left an asshole up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who beat my ass. And I was like, you know what? For the seventh time, I'm done. I'm fucking leaving. And I literally put on my big girl panties, worked multiple jobs, raising my daughter on my fucking own. And here I am. She's going to be 8 years old. And I made a living off of social media, which is fucking wild to me, doing something I never thought I would be doing. I've worked multiple jobs, waitressing, bartending. I've gotten fired at mostly every fucking job. I don't know who the fuck put dimps behind a bar. I mean, you talk about 2 second pours. I'm doing 10 second pours. I mean, we're all trying to have a good time, right? So, I mean, fuck. I mean, hell, I made a lot of money doing it, but, you know, there's a boundary there, apparently. You can't.
Yeah, when the boss says, you know, you're supposed a shot means a shot, not five. Because that cuts into the profit, you know, because then you don't sell the other four shots. You're giving away four for free.
Yeah, so dimps.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a, you know, and then I started selling software for Dell.
Really?
Yeah. Can you see behind this face, behind the phone, selling software? Oh. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It's called kissing ass. Like, I needed this job. I didn't have a college degree. I dropped out of college. I mean, I have a couple of trades underneath my belt. But once I grew, like, it was like 800,000 followers on TikTok back in 2021. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. If something happens, I'll apply for food stamps, you know, the next month. We're just going to try this out. And luckily, it just turned into, like, this whole thing. I got songs retrending again. Like, if you look up Dustin Lynch, Thinking About You, that was, like, my song. I just started kicking, shotgunning beers in front of my house, and it just became a fucking thing.
Was that one of the first things you did?
Mm-hmm. Really? Shotgunning beers, putting on a cute outfit, slapping a country song on it, and shotgunning a fucking beer.
So you did it every night in my basement, man. I need to get on this.
I don't want to know what you do in your basement, Junior. So, I mean, did you have any really a strategy, or did you just start rolling with it?
I started rolling with it. Yeah. I just like, okay. And it, you know, I started like millions of views, you know, thousands of views. And I was like, oh, well, I think I found my little niche, because I'm a people person. I love being in front of a crowd, entertaining a crowd. Hell, I'm not a singer. Okay, I'm not a singer, but if you put me on stage trying to hype people up, I can fucking do it, okay? Everybody get your fucking beers up high. Let's fucking do this. Take a shot, you know? And I never fit in at a corporate job, okay? I was always the girl in the Zoom meeting. They would always look at me funny, like, what the fuck are you looking at? You know, like, they could tell that I didn't belong there. So now that I'm on TikTok doing all this, I kind of found my niche, you know? There's always shit that comes with that too, fucking haters.
How do you deal with that? I mean, I can't stand it. I get pissed off, so I just don't see it. I don't look at it.
Block button and lawyers.
Okay.
Block button and fucking lawyers. Like, shove it where the sun don't shine. Jesus. Who knew you can get so much hate for shotgunning a fucking beer? Like, oh, you're a bad mom. You're an alcoholic. Like, what? Because I love a fucking beer? Like, Jesus. Anyway, don't get me started.
Oh, that's my plan, is to get you started.
I'm going to get fired up.
That's exactly what my plan is.
Fired up. No, so, yeah, here it is, 2023. I've met some amazing friends who I call my friends, and I can't believe they're my friends, and people are look at me like, holy crap. And I'm like, well, they're human beings, too. I mean, I would have never thought, like, I'm a name drop. Like, my girl Priscilla, like, I was going through a shitty fucking breakup, and that's when I started social media. It was, like, right before I quit my job, and I said, hey, I'm going to do this for a living. But Priscilla, I listened to her music, and I felt a connection through her music. And for me to just pick up the phone and be like, bitch, what are you doing? You trying to go get Chewies and drink some margaritas? That's wild to me. And she's one of my dearest friends. So my life has changed drastically. I mean, I went from food stamps to being on the red carpet, Tracy. What the fuck?
How cool is that?
It's fucking wild.
That's awesome.
What the fuck? I don't know.
So when you made that move, I mean, so you didn't go back to Florida after Pittsburgh. You came to Nashville after Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So why did you choose Nashville?
My parents lived here. Okay. We moved here during the recession, 2009. I think that broke everybody.
Yeah.
So. And,
so you had come here before you went to Pittsburgh, and then you came back to the jet.
We're going to need
here.
A fucking bottle for that damn story, okay?
It's okay. I got this. I've got my head wrapped around it.
Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to figure out the journey.
It's a long journey.
Yeah. How old are you now?
Ooh, guess.
27.
Ooh, the Botox is working. No, I just turned 30 in August.
Awesome.
And I got a baby. Get you some.
That's a good thing, though. And your baby's name is?
Lily Lynn.
Lily Lynn. You told me that a while ago.
What'd she
think about all this? Because I'm sure, and she's 7 or 8?
Yeah. Granted, when all this started happening, you know, just getting invited to events and being backstage, I mean, taking shots with Darius Rucker, she doesn't understand, but, like, she was 4 or 5. But now it's like, last night I wanted to go see my friend play, and she was like, really? Another show? I need my rest, okay? I'm wearing my Halloween costume tomorrow. I was like, Jesus, girl. She doesn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
She's just normalized to it because she's around musicians for the past couple, 3 years being on the internet and everything. I guess she's just used to it, and she just rocks it. Honestly, my little mini-me. You talk about me being a spitfire. She meet my little.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I know. So you started off, and it was shotgun and beers doing stuff. As you're going through the process now that you've got a mass amount of followers, and you have more people around you, how do you pick what you do? Do y'all discuss skits before you start? I mean, how do you set things up when you're getting ready to do a scene or something as you're getting ready to post?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It's on the spot.
Just on the spot.
On the spot. And I got something in store for you.
Okay. You're not going to shock me or anything, are you?
No.
Yeah, I promise.
No. Maybe that guy.
Junior wants to be shocked.
No, but when it comes to, so I've always been a theatrical kid. Growing up in theater, choir, half my life in high school. Like I said, I was never a popular girl in high school. Granted, I had missing eye teeth, I had braces, I was awkward looking, so I never fit in, right? So my personality, you know, people looked at me like, oh, that's just Crazy Katie. That was my nickname. I mean, I went half my high school here in Tennessee, Blackman. You know where Blackman is?
I do not.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro.
Shout out Murfreesboro, the good old boro.
MTSU.
Yeah, MTSU. But when I moved here from Florida and going to up here school, I was pissed off, by the way. I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? We only got a fucking Domino's out here at Murfreesboro. I was so pissed as a young, angry teenage girl, like any other teenage girl. But I'm just, you know, always being the new kid. I was never a popular kid. I was always an outsider, you know, just doing bad things, getting kicked out of school, smoking weed. But in being a theatrical kid, I found, you know, being an outcast was my thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Being an outcast, it makes you different, right?
That's what James Dean was.
Yeah. So even till my younger childhood, being a girl to a woman, I just never gave a flying fuck. Okay, and I take that with a grain of salt. Like, I'm an empath as well, but I got one life to live. And I don't know if that's just childhood trauma coming back to me, but I just knew I had one life to live. I don't care. So, my life always played a movie in my head. I would hear a song, and I would think of my life as a movie. I would see myself vision that song, just reminiscing of what my life could be.
So when you'd lay down at night, this is the stuff that would play in your head.
There's a lot. It's like a monkey just going off constantly.
So tell me about your early childhood. So when did those visions and hallucinations start?
Well, oh, like Jesus.
I'm going to be your therapist for about 30 minutes now.
I've never been to therapy. Can you believe that?
This is going to be the best session you've ever had.
I don't believe in therapy. I feel like, you know, if you got some problems, call some good friends. I feel like paying some money to tell your problems to somebody is bullshit.
But just drink through it?
No, yeah, maybe a bottle of wine.
That's always been my theory, just drink through it.
But call up a friend, you know, or a good friend and tell your problems.
Sometimes you can't trust people with the things
Hell
that
yeah,
you
can't fucking trust people. And I've learned that the hard way this past year. But no, just growing up, I've always been an outgoing person, just not giving a flying fuck what anybody thinks. And here I am, 30 years old. You know, those people that like, oh, she's going to be like a nobody. Well, here I am promoting like the top country artist here in Nashville. It's like wild. I mean, I'm in Tracy Lawrence's fucking house. Like, what the fuck? Find out who your friends are. Like, what the hell? Somebody pinch me. Or give me a shot of whiskey or something.
We're going to have to do that again here in a minute.
And it's actually Save funny. Me. Priscilla was moving me. I had to move from Murfreesboro. I just moved in a new house here in Nashville. And Priscilla, she just got off tour with Shania Twain. And you find out who your friends are when you're fucking moving. Okay. This girl showed up.
No kidding.
That's right.
My girl Priscilla showed up with a bucket, cleaning supplies, his hair up in a bun, like, where we start. She's even yelling at the fucking mover sitting in front of my lawn. Like, chop, chop, you're on an hourly rate.
I like that girl.
I do, too.
She's solid as well.
Can you imagine me, too, her and I together? Well,
next time we need to do the podcast with the two of you together.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to hear what kind of crap y'all talk to each other, because I bet it's fun as hell.
No, but, you know, going back to your song, you find out who your fucking friends are when you're fucking moving.
That's That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, but I just always been an outcast, Tracy.
So when she helped you move, did you try to pay her, and did she accept it?
I took her out for margaritas.
There you go.
After, yeah. Bought her Mexican.
I've helped several moving. I won't accept payment, but I'll work for a 12-pack.
I took her out for a few margaritas.
Hell yeah. Right.
After. But she helped me gut a lot of shit. She was like, bitch, you did not need this, and threw it all out in front of my lawn.
Yeah, you need people to do that. Every time you move, you realize that you've accumulated a lot of crap that you absolutely do not need.
So, just being on the internet, I couldn't, it baffles, it's wild to me that, these are my girls that I can call. It's just, just call up, and it's just my life. I don't know. I just wake up. Every day is a fucking, I don't know what's going to happen when I open up these eyeballs, to be honest.
So, how many times a week do you post?
I used to post 8 times a day.
Really?
8 times a day.
And typically, how long are those clips?
Well, back then, I miss 2021 talk. Oh, Jesus. Now today, it's you got to be selling shit to get views on TikTok now and on the internet. If you're not selling nothing, you're not going to get any views, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like as an influencer like myself, and I hate calling myself an influencer, I'm just out here posting shit that I love and what I do in my day-to-day life, because I do inspire a lot of young women in domestic violence. I mean, October is a awareness month for domestic violence. So, I inspire a lot of fucking women. And I didn't realize that until I started growing and my DMs would get flooded. And people would ask me, how did you leave? How did you leave? Well, I can't give you any advice. I can tell you what I did. But, baby, that's just something you got to do on your own. You know what I mean? It's almost, I don't know how to reenact, talk to women like that. I could tell you my story all day long, but I can't tell you what to do, darling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but somebody can get inspiration from you just because you had the strength to get away, because sometimes it's hard breaking away from controlling people. That's a scary thing. So do you watch a lot of stuff on YouTube? You follow a lot of the people? You really don't?
Mm-mm. Believe it or not, I don't watch a lot of things. I'm on TikTok at nighttime when I can't sleep. I'll watch some weird shit on live.
Yeah.
But other than that, people, just because I'm on a platform, I'm not on social media on my phone all the time. I hate that damn thing.
The reason that I ask is that I've stumbled across a few people that are extremely interesting. There's a girl, her name is Christina Randall. And she's from Florida, and she has a podcast that she does, and she actually spent some time in prison when she was young, and to see what she's come out of, and she does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, talks about when people get arrested and just things that are going on, mm-hmm. But she's pretty fascinating. She reminds me a lot of you.
I thought about opening up. I have a dear friend, Bunny, that I've opened up about this on her podcast, about that whole situation. That's just, deep. Dark fucking wounds opening up, and it's only been 7 years. I guess time heals every fucking thing. I feel like there's a country song out there.
Oh,
time heals everything. Who sang that?
I don't know, but it needs to be sung. I know there's several songs like it out there.
No, so honestly, just to sum it up, I'm just a single mama out here just doing her fucking thing. And I didn't know it would get to this. Hell. I was in my first CMT music video, and it just grew and grew. I'm on a few CMT music. Now my daughter sees me on Vivo, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's me, But it helps grow her confidence, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that does give her a lot of confidence. So what's your favorite TV show to stream? You watch Netflix, Hulu? What do you watch? Tell me what you watch.
HBO Max. I'm kidding. No, there is some good shows on HBO Max. I don't know. I'm a rom-com girl. I love rom-coms.
Not Hallmark shit, huh?
No, fucking Hallmark. Oh, my God. I feel like my grandma, bingo.
My wife watches it. She's already started watching Christmas movies on Hallmark.
Oh, shit. No, I'm a rom-com girl. Rom-comedy. I'm a comedy person, and I can...
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Hudson. All right. I watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, 5 times last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was going through a mental breakdown or if it was my period. I don't know. So I don't fucking know. I love a good rom-com. So that's just a feel-good movie,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you watch?
Sports.
Oh, ESPN?
History Channel. History Channel, Science Channel. Okay. I know. Yeah, this boring old man stuff.
And you watch some bad movies every now and then.
Now I do have a tendency to I like really bad movies and some of the worst ever. And once I start, I can't stop. So I'll give you some of my favorites. You ever watch The Human Centipede?
That's fucked up. I've seen fucking artwork.
And there's a sequel to it. And I bought when I found out about it, you couldn't even get it in the United States, so I ordered it from Europe. I have
on the black market?
Oh yeah, on the black market. Yeah, they're the most awful movies on the planet. So if you hadn't seen The Human Centipede, don't watch it. Just trust me. Don't
trust me, I'm not.
And there's another one. It's called Rubber. And it's about this tire that's possessed. It's got a demonic spirit, and it rolls around, and it starts vibrating and kills people. But the plot line is amazing.
Have you seen the movie Teeth?
I haven't seen Teeth.
All right, it's a girl. All right, some of this going to be bleeped out?
No.
Okay. It's a girl. Look this up, you little. Okay, I see where your brain's going here. All right, look up. Watch the movie Teeth. It's about a girl with a vagina with teeth.
Oh, it's a succubus. It's a succubus.
Yeah, why don't you watch that, Tracy?
Well, I might have trauma after that. Yeah. I think my second wife had that.
Teeth. No, but other than that, I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I'm too busy. I'm juggling. I'll post content and put my phone away. I'll post it, and hell, it could go viral or not fucking viral. I don't know. It's just sitting there marinating. I don't fucking know.
You just don't even care. After you get it posted, done, walk away.
Yeah, walk away. But then I'll interact because, obviously, I'm very blessed. I wouldn't be here without the followers that I have. And sometimes when I meet them out on Broadway, I can you believe I became a tourist spot for Broadway? I started doing TikTok videos on Broadway, like just dancing, you know, cute little outfits. I would get called cringe. You're an old woman. Like, what are you doing? I was like, well, fuck you. I love doing this.
Fat 12-year-old kids in the basement eating their boogers and stuff.
Yeah, and now I see everybody dancing on TikTok, on Broadway and everything. I'm like, you're fucking welcome. Like, I started that. Like, you look up Dimps and you can see all my Broadway videos just out on there shaking. Probably not a lot. I ain't got a lot to shake, but you know, I'm out there just having a good time. It's like an outlet for me. If I'm having like the worst day, you wouldn't tell that I was having a bad day because I would go on and make a fucking video. If that's a recap music video or a comedy skit. So,
what's your favorite bar to hang out with on Lower Broad?
Oh, I love good old AJ's.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody will find you there. So.
Is it just because old people are in there?
I always tell people I like to go on Broadway and leave with the blue plate specials. All right. So I like to do 3 a.m. shit at 12 p.m. So I'm leaving around 4 p.m. when blue plate is on sale. You know what I'm talking about? The blue plate specials at the buffet?
Absolutely.
Yeah, know what I'm talking about.
I'm old, yeah. I know. But I'm not down there at 3 o'clock in the morning either.
No, so what was... Yeah, AJ's, Tootsie's is a good time. I actually took my daughter into a bar at Tootsie's birthday, and I got so many eye stares. I was like, mind your business. So
they're allowed to like 6 p.m. all over Broadway,
yeah, they
right?
kick us out.
Yeah. they kick the kids out at 6?
Yeah.
So. It's all ages until about 6.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
But then you should...
That's how it used to be. I'm not sure if it's that way, but...
But then you should see the mamas trucking a 2 stroller down fucking Broadway. And here I am getting fucking judged. Like, fuck. It's bullshit.
Oh, man.
So where do you see all this? What's your 5-year goal? Tell me your 5-year plan, your marketing plan.
No,
tell me, Brad.
Brad's my guy over there. So, no, we just, so obviously TikTok has been amazing to me in just helping, you know, little country artists, independent country artists, big country artists, you know, help promote their music. And I've been so blessed. But now I actually have my own podcast where artists come on, Hooch Country, call everybody Hoochies instead of bitches.
Yeah.
So I needed to stop saying that.
Well, the reason that I ask is that as your brand value grows and you get more popular and your content evolves and all those things, I know there's a lot of production companies that do auditions in town. Have you gone to any TV auditions or looked at any going into acting or any of this other stuff?
A lot of people want to find me on The Bachelor. I don't know why my dating life fucking sucks. Fucking sucks, man. Fuck. And I'm not one of those girls that have dating apps. I mean, hell, I'm so tired at the end of the day. I want to close these eyelids, right? Like, I have the fucking time to swipe left or fucking right.
I was going to say, where are you looking? I mean, is it dating apps or is it the 3
not on
you
Broadway. Are not
the... Is it the 3 a.m. Broadway shit? You don't want
hell
to
hell no. No. If I'm out and I find somebody and we vibe, then we get each other's number. I'm old school like that. Yeah. You know, take me on a date. Send me some flowers. Don't be a fucking creep. Yeah. Maybe.
Do you typically meet them at church?
I need to go to church.
Do not ask him about relationship advice. He is not the freaking person to damn ask.
No.
I can tell you what not to do.
I can tell you, yeah.
So when it comes to like auditions, like I said, going back to being a theater kid and everything, I would love to play like a little rom-com role or something. Can you see me in like a little rom-com?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as your brand value grows, you got to take advantage of those opportunities while they're there. I could see you doing that. And there's a lot of production companies coming to Nashville. I've done a bunch of auditions around there. They're happening.
You done
all
some auditions? I want to see those tapes.
Yeah, you probably don't want to see that.
I want to see those audition tapes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done a couple of really bad movies. Really, really bad movies. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think, you know, like I said, you never know what the next day is going to hold. All you can do is just pray and just hope for the best and just have positive vibes, honestly. Smoke some weed, maybe. I don't know. I did not this morning, okay? I was like, I'm meeting an icon today. I cannot.
I'm the most normal person you will meet in this town.
And I see, I see that. And yeah, so hopefully, I don't know, if fucking Brad gets an email saying, hey, we want Dimps to come audition, you best believe I can turn it on just like that. Tell him, Brad.
Yes, you can. What's your favorite skit that you've done? So I was watching several of them last night and getting prepared for this conversation that I was having with you. What's your favorite one that you've done?
Ones that really popped off, and that's like real fucking life, catching the goddamn bus in the morning. Oh my God, I thought that bus driver fucking hated my ass. Like, you don't fucking see me here? Anyway.
So was it public transport?
Yes.
I don't know.
Have you ever tried fucking, like, you're just out there with your kid catching the bus? Like, I got my fucking thumb up in the air, like, hey, and just shroom. Fucking bitch. Like, I gotta drop my kid off now, and I'm wearing no bra. I'm in fucking slippers. I gotta go sign her fucking in. And that's real life shit that happened.
I understand.
Yeah. Yes, it's a school bus. It's not fucking, like, put her on the city bus. Like, bye, baby. Have a good day. No, but my favorite skits, honestly, slapping on a mullet and putting in a cigarette in my fucking mouth. You want to talk about dance competitions? I was making fun of those dance moms. Like, I'm fucking signed up for the fucking newsletter, bitch. Like, okay, I'm coming, okay? I said, those funny skits. I don't know.
Dance moms are different. So my girls grew up doing all that stuff. Oh, yeah.
I got judged a lot.
Were you a dancer too?
Me? No, I tried. They kicked me off the squad.
Yeah.
I tried. But I played sports, softball.
Were you good?
Yeah. I was catcher in right field. Very you got good. Some gloves? You trying to go out in the field?
I got a tree with a bunch of walnuts out there. We can throw walnuts at each other.
No, I can actually, if you go find me a walnut, I could probably pitch you something.
Yeah.
Yep. Might want to stand to the right a little bit.
Curves a little bit.
It curves a little bit.
Right that way.
No, but my comedy skits, I mean, these ideas flow in my brain. I just think of something. I'm like, oh, my God, this could be fucking funny as hell. And turns out it is funny. Like, you know, other people think it's funny. So at least.
So do you follow other comedians, too? Do you really like comedy?
I love comedy. Now, do I sit there and watch comedy skits, like stand-up comedy? No.
So you don't watch like Chappelle or any of that stuff?
I grew up watching Cat Williams.
I like Cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm into Matt, what is it?
Matt Rife, he's awesome.
He sold out the fucking Ryman for 3 days. Now I'm trying to get in touch with his manager. Be like, hey.
So we had John Crist on the show. And
Chelsea.
Chelsea Lynn.
Oh, yes. You know.
I just saw the skit with Chelsea coming out of the bathroom with Jelly Roll.
How funny is she?
Yeah, I thought it was.
I have yet to meet her.
She's a piece of
work. But I found her on Vine years ago. And it's crazy. We have the same friends. So the fact that me and her have not ran into each other baffles me because I think me and her, like.
Well, you think, you know, everybody thinks that all of the country artists hang out with each other now.
Yeah, we all.
I think all the TikTok artists probably hang out together, don't they?
No.
Is that the way it works?
No. Having fucking tea time?
Yeah. Like, well, no. You got to hold your pinky up.
No, no. So I would love to meet her. And it's crazy. I'm going to my girlfriend's house after this and I'm gonna ask her, I'm like, when the fuck is Chelsea gonna be in town? Because every time she's in town, I'm like, I miss her.
I just think it's so fascinating, and over the course of the last year and a half or so, we've had several young artists that have started off on TikTok and comedians and things that have come through that have really had a lot of success. And I'm trying to watch the trends. There's like Olivia Dunn, who's an athlete down at LSU that's done tremendously well. You know, who would have thought 10 years ago that this would have been a viable opportunity for people to make a living? I mean, it's amazing where we're at, because I don't know if anybody really saw this coming. I didn't.
No, I was, when TikTok first came about in like 2017, it was called Musical.ly. And of course, I was just trying to pay the bills. I wasn't worried about a fucking app on my phone. I'm okay. I'm working. I'm busting my ass at doubles just trying to make my fucking rent. So the last thing in my mind is downloading this app and getting on it, right? But I wish I got on the bandwagon that long ago if I knew that it would grow into like this success that I have nowadays.
I don't think it really exploded till after COVID, though. I mean, about that time was it
really
started.
Fucking home.
Well, there's nothing else to do. That and Zoom and everything else. I mean, there were several platforms that really benefited from the lockdown.
What were you doing during COVID?
I was laid up here drinking.
You should have seen my garage moving. It had dust. It was like, all right, I'm not an alcoholic, all right? But again, COVID, nobody else had nothing else to do, right? I literally moving my house, and I find literally 20 to 50 crown handles, Tracy, fucking handles. I was like, damn, COVID was a tough time. But
the funniest thing for me, so we have two other families that live here on the property, good friends of ours, and if any of us went to a Dollar General or went to the grocery store, if there was paper products that showed up during COVID, there's toilet paper. You got to get down here now. They'll only let me buy three packages. I mean, because we went through the toilet paper shortage. I mean,
always found toilet paper.
Freaking toilet paper in Mount Juliet.
Oh,
I mean, it's like somebody found toilet paper. It's because you got to get down here now.
You got to go. So, like, you know, what is it called? Woodbury wasn't too far from me out in Murfreesboro. You got
a
go.
Wine.
Woodbury? No, it's a fucking. It's where, honestly, where all half my friends live out in the down, down, down. Like, you gotta go.
You gotta pedal faster.
Yeah, there's a Piggly Wiggly down there and all that. I didn't go through the paper shortage. Sorry, you did, but
you probably have a bidet.
I don't. I fucking do not. I do not.
High class.
No, I'm not that high. I am as trashy as it gets. Okay, I can be classy but very fucking trashy. Okay. I don't know.
I was watching Rod White the other day, and he was talking about this house that he built out in L.A. after he got real famous. And he said, I've never thought that I'd changed or anything. He said, but my wife, she bought these high-dollar toilets, and they had this all this stuff like a bidet. And when you would come in, it had sensors, and the lid would raise up for you. And when you got done, it'd go back down. It would light at night and all this stuff. He said, I didn't realize how spoilt I got. He said, till I started going to the bathrooms, he said, it pissed me off when the toilet lid didn't raise. So I just pissed all over the toilet.
Did it talk to him?
Y'all would talk to him. Oh, yeah.
Have a good day,
now, that's
sir.
That's getting spoiled.
Have a good day, sir. Now, when it comes to spoiling myself, I mean, I don't like flashy things. I like going out of town with my daughter. You know, as a single mama, it's crazy to me that I'm like, hey, girl, pack your shit. We're going taking a Spirit airline to fucking Orlando. We're going to go to Disney for a couple of days.
There you go.
You know, as a single mama, I never thought. I mean, here I am at Dirt Cheap looking for diapers. You know what Dirt Cheap is?
A rag.
Oh, no. It's a store.
Oh, Dirt Cheap. I thought you were talking about what kind of diapers. Like, Dirt Cheap to me is when you can't afford diapers and you put a rag on.
No.
I wore rags when I was a child.
I did, too. I did. We had rags.
Back in. Mama, wash that shit.
Wash it.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss. You spend all day.
It's kind of like the bargain hunt.
Yeah,
so I loved Bargain
Hunt.
It's all the
shit that didn't sell that they try to resell.
Yeah, and then I went into one. It was like during COVID, and Garth had put that album out, and I guess there was thousands of returns. There were pallets of that shit in Bargain Hunt.
My dad got me one. It's the whole damn discography.
Oh yeah, the whole day. Yeah, there was pallets full of it at Bargain Hunt.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, hell, I'm just as trash. I was hitting my fucking vape underneath the curtain on the red carpet, sober.
That don't make you a bad person.
No, like I gotta be sober on this fucking thing, talking to my friend. I don't give a fuck.
So, do you do your own nails or you get pedicures?
Oh, I get these done.
Absolutely,
I get them done. You want to see my feet?
Yes. Don't ask me if you don't want to. You can't even get your boots off right now, can you?
Probably not. They're sweaty as hell. It's in fucking October. What is it doing being fucking almost 80 degrees?
You don't have to show me your feet. It's fine.
After when the cameras are not rolling, Tracy.
I don't have a foot fetish. Don't get all creepy.
I want to see your Google search.
Don't get all creepy, Junior.
I want to see.
Comment on that one.
I want to see Tracy's Google search.
What was my last Google search? We asked you that while ago.
I just got asked. Mine was, can I walk away from my Apple Watch as I'm updating my Apple Watch?
My last Google search was the Florida man challenges back.
I want to know how many babies were born to your music.
Do I have to pay alimony on that? On any of that?
How many people made baby making music?
I think early on in the 90s, I think there were a lot of babies made in truck seats with my music going on. I'm quite sure of it.
My twin likes to call them truck fucks.
It rhymes.
I've never experienced
truck fucks.
You never heard that expression?
No.
You have a twin?
I have a twin brother.
What's he like? Just like you?
Even worse. You're talking about a prepper who lives out in Dixon, Tennessee, has farmland, just...
I know where Dixon is. That's America, right in Perry County. Like, hell yeah. Just out in the country.
I'd like to think I'm prettier.
Well, I hope so.
Than him. I love it when I'm out and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a twin. And then the guy's eyes light up. I'm like, calm down. It's a fucking dude.
You never know these days. That could excite him even more. I mean, hell.
Like, calm down. He's a boy.
I grew up in a town of 1,100 people. We graduated in the largest class that ever came out of school. We had 49 graduating seniors, 53 in the class. So we had four that didn't make it. That was a huge class. So rednecks, nothing but gravel roads, started drinking at 12.
Yeah. My twin and I, we, growing up with a twin, it's so funny. You know, Grant, that's why I fucking vape. My twin actually got me started smoking cigarettes when we were 13. He used to go down to a convenience store and just rob them things. Honestly, some American Spirits, Durrells, just take them right behind the counter. Me and my
That's bougie robbing, getting into American Spirits, eh? It's about $15 a pack these days, I think.
No, so yeah, I'm a twin. It's been a journey growing up with a twin, but that is my best friend and my convenient handyman at all times.
So you said you had something real important that you needed to ask me. Do you remember what it was?
How many people made babies to your music?
I don't know a lot. Should we bet on the over-under?
I don't think that's important, but that's what I wanted to ask.
What would be the over-under on that?
Dude, throughout your tenure, I mean...
A couple thousand.
Dude, I was going to say, it's got to be in the thousands.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially around Texas Tornado.
Oh,
or Stars Over Texas.
Lord, even in Texas alone, I'm going to say there's thousands.
Probably so. Yeah. Yeah. Send in your video clip. We're going to have a contest.
Well, we'll have to put that on Patreon, I think.
We're going
to
have a contest.
Send in your videotape.
Send your blood work in.
No, it's just been an absolute, like, just, I don't know. I'm sitting here next to having a couple beers with fucking Tracy Lawrence. Like, you have to understand, me growing up in a trailer, like, you were playing on my parents' radio, like, little, like, boombox. There it is. Boombox.
I love that you say that because I've been working for this guy for 8 years, mm-hmm. right? Playing in the band, guitar teching, stage managing, all that kind of stuff. And man, I still feel the exact same way. I still get nervous around.
Yeah,
it. When I was growing up, man, my mama had him playing on the radio, and I ain't saying it just because he's sitting here, but I mean, like, I grew up, he is ingrained in my brain. When I started learning the songs, I pretty much already knew them just because they were
call that in the medical field a parasite.
No, just riding around in a, you know, a Chevy, just with the stick shift. Like, I remember your music playing, and I'll never forget this. Like, my daddy driving a stick shift, he would always take his hand and put my hand on top of it to navigate, like, this is first, this is second.
Teaching you how to shift gears.
Yeah. Now, do I remember? Fuck no. Don't put me behind a stick shift. I can't fucking...
Back then, there were no such thing as seatbelts. The seatbelt was daddy's arm reaching across that.
Yes.
That's what the seatbelt was, yeah.
He just slapped me in there and everything. Now, today, don't try doing that.
They'll take you to jail.
You'll get crucified. But no, you're just, you know, sitting here with you in your fucking house, which is weird.
This is actually the pool house.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
There's more.
It's fucking weird. So, you know, just growing up, listening to your music, you know, dancing on my daddy's feet, listening to you, like, time marches on, time marches on.
It was a good record. It was. Do you know that I did the vocal for that in Miami? I cut the tracks in
Miami,
Nashville, but I at Criteria, which is where Layla was cut, where Eagles Records were cut, Eric Clapton did a bunch of stuff there.
Allman
Brothers did all kinds of stuff there. That's where Dickie Betts played that solo on Layla. That's where all the stuff was done.
In Miami?
Miami, yeah. I just wanted to get away from Nashville. I cut the tracks. I just went down there for vocals.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was exciting. It was different.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't like Miami?
They just fucking add gratuity to fucking everything.
Well, yeah. It's Miami.
I can't fucking stand it. Why? It's almost like a disappointment. Why? Do I look like a person that's not going
to
tip?
Oh, it's like, all right, so going to the airport, you get a shot or get an old-fashioned or whatever. It's $25 instead of $12.
Yeah. You know? But it's like a, you know, a slap in my fucking face. So, you know, a $100 dinner. Do I look like a person that's not going to tip? Baby, I worked in the service industry.
For $13 worth of chicken sandwich, $100. It's ridiculous.
But it's, you know, service industry people hold a good place in my heart, man. You try being a single mama working doubles behind a bar that you didn't know what the fuck you were doing and you had to put on an act. You want a what?
Do you tip at Starbucks? I'm curious because I don't know what to do at Starbucks. If you get coffee.
Let me put this scenario in your head, okay? You're in the drive-thru and they hand you this device like, here you go. You can put whatever you want. And it's like, well, I feel obligated to. I just hit the 50 fucking. Yeah, I'm a big tipper.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't because, you know, my fucking tax grade, like, damn.
See, I don't. If they're not bringing me a glass of tea to my table, I'm not freaking tipping them. If I'm going up to the counter and picking up my own food, I'm not tipping you. Sometimes and I don't feel bad about it.
I'll throw them a five every now and then, but I'm not tipping them when I go to the
I just feel like that's just good karma coming my way.
I get that, too.
It seems to work so far.
Yeah. But there's a lot of backlash that comes with that, my guy.
That's the yin and yang, though. Balance,
No, but, yeah, I just, service industry people hold a good place in my heart. So, yeah, am I a big tipper? Yes. In Miami? Fuck no.
What's the worst service you ever had at a restaurant?
Can I put this on blast, maybe? Yeah. All right. I love the good 12:30 club. I love to go get me an espresso martini with a burger on a Monday afternoon. That's my thing. All right. So people don't come try to find me, okay? I have a spot, you know, where you guys can't come find me. But that's just what I love to do. So I take my daughter to 12:30 club. You know, we're sitting at the second level. You can never find a fucking table down in the front by the stage, right? So I find us a table. It's right before John Mayer. And who knew taking your child to the bathroom, your shit will get hijacked just like then and there. And when you come back to get, you're like, excuse me, my fucking calamari is still here. And, you know, I just ordered a glass of, you know, I ordered a drink. Like, yeah, well, we already put in our order. Did they? No, I just took my daughter and left.
Wow.
I was like, damn, guys.
That was in Miami?
No, it was here in Nashville.
Oh,
12:30 Club? You never been there?
I don't go anywhere.
Do you try explaining to your child what a... unisex bathroom is.
How would you describe it?
It's where.
Well, when you gotta pee and your baby girl has to pee, what are you gonna do? Mind your business. Go in this fucking family stall.
I'm fine with all that.
I'm fine with it too, but you know, 12:30 club. You can cut that out if you need to. It's a controversy. Like, I get it.
That's all good. So as we get down to the end of the year, do you shut down for the holidays? Are you taping every day? Are you taping 5 days a week?
Honestly, when I'm around my family with holidays and all that, I mean, I grew up in a funny atmosphere with my family. I'm very blessed to have a family that's just as comical as me. You should come down sometime.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a DJ and everything. my uncle's a DJ. This year, we all bought blow-up animals. We're going to do a family race around the property thing for the Thanksgiving. I'm in a unicorn. My mom's in a fucking bumblebee blow-up costume. You know, it's just fun to tape those things. I know back in the day, we had pictures to look at.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we're going to have videos to look at, right? It's just crazy. So no,
I can't wait to see all of it now. See, I'm very intrigued now. Uh-huh. Now I have to go back through and watch every video that you've ever posted.
Listen, there's a growth pattern there.
Is there a place that I need to start? Is there a certain time frame or an area that I need to avoid?
Oh, you're going to see a lot of, not a lot, but you'll just see, if you see me flicking off the camera to a country heartbreak song, that's just because a guy broke my heart.
I understand.
Yeah, you'll just see Demps was going through like a little... Yeah. Heartbreak era.
So what's your love life now?
Now I kind of took a step back. I just got out of a relationship. Now I'm just kind of doing my thing how I know how to do, just being on my own, raising a kid on my own, just doing my thing. I ain't about to be nobody's fucking sugar mama. Okay, I'm fucking done.
You learned that from Bunny?
Yeah, she gives me...
She is the sugar mama.
I know, that's what Jelly said.
Bunny is the sugar mama. No, so, yeah, I've just been doing my damn thing. I got so much great things going on in my personal life, just, you know, growing and everything. I feel like when the time comes, it comes. So, trust me, I know everybody wants to see what Demps has underneath this. All right. I can't tell you how many times people slide in my DMs, what's your OnlyFans? I'm like, bitch, I don't have a fucking OnlyFans. No offense to any OnlyFans. I just don't have one.
So when you leave here, what's your next appointment today?
Could put on costumes with Bunny.
Like trying to find out for Halloween or for a shoot?
Just making funny content.
Oh, you're just having a good time.
I can't. Well, by the time this drops, this will already be aired out. No, we're dressing up as Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my goodness.
We've had this idea for a while, so I'm excited to go over there and shoot some content. Lord knows I need the good laugh.
Somebody has to shave their head for that, though.
What?
Somebody has to shave their head.
No, I got a wig. I don't know how I'm going to shove all this hair in a fucking wig, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, because didn't Jim Carrey have the buzz cut?
He's got the bowl cut.
Yeah, and I got the wig.
And the chip tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the... I'm
Lloyd Christmas.
I'm Lloyd Christmas, and she's Harry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the hairy vehicle?
I have everything. I even got a fucking plastic
dog van.
I even got the plastic moped. Bird.
Oh, the Petey.
I even got the fucking bird.
You're putting way too much thought into this.
I love it. But this is what's fun about content creation. You know, remaking, like, if you scroll down and go to my TikTok, I remaked Practical Magic. Everybody says I remind them of Sandra Bullock.
I can see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have to go look. I just remade a Practical Magic where she's running through, like, the farmer's market, and it's Faith Hill playing in the background. This kiss. This. She's like, you know, yeah.
So. I was thinking the Wolf on Wall Street. That girl.
I've gotten that. Yeah. You should have seen me a week
Margot
ago.
Margot Robbie?
You should have seen me a week ago when I had bleach blonde hair before I got all this hair in.
That's what you look like.
This is not my real hair. But link in my bio, get you some Demps clip-ins.
Hey, so I got a question for you, like analytics of TikTok or whatever. So you post these videos. At what point does it become a viable business plan?
Like, I know it's going to take off.
Like, I mean, like how, is there a certain amount of views that you got? Or what is it that, it, what was the deciding
factor
that
this.
You could make money doing?
What's viral to you?
We just asked that question yesterday. I don't know.
And I think it's wide open, and nobody can give me a straight answer.
What is the point in which you start making money? Like, is it from amount of views, or what is that threshold? Like, nobody can answer that.
So I don't make money like I used to off of TikTok. Off of TikTok, it would been by views, and, you know, you go viral once a week. Yeah, you're going to make, bring home a couple $1,000s a month from TikTok. But now it's not like that anymore.
Because my girlfriend was just telling me something like 2 days ago about there's some dude that one of her friends makes like extra $30,000 or $40,000 a year just from posting content.
Yeah,
that's so it's an excellent side hustle. Here, so yeah. Like,
what do you mean posting content?
Yeah, just posting,
just posting shit, just and then it, when it gets reshared and reshared and reshared, and then the amount of people that it. What is it, your
reach?
Reach, yeah, the reach.
Is that what they call it?
So yeah. What's the reach versus impact? And, so, like, and what is the number? Like, is there a number? But at what point would I get, all right, where would I make my first dollar based on the amount of views I get?
Well, say if you had a video get 100,000 views, which is pretty decent. You know, 100,000 fuckers saw that video, which is, you know, I look at a football, you know, Bridgestone Arena, kind of around, I'm like, wow, this is 25,000 people. Holy hell, you know, that's a lot of people. But, you know, say a video reaches 100,000, you can make maybe 20 to 30 bucks off that 100,000, which is not a lot. But the where you get money from, like, the internet is when it reaches, like, a million. And, like, that one video, that's an extra couple hundred dollars in your pocket. And, you know, that's how I... You know, as a single mama, you know, $5 is five fucking bucks, okay? I wasn't getting any child support or anything. So viral to me is at least a million views. That's just viral to me. That's what's going viral is a million views. So
have you heard from your ex since you...
My baby daddy?
Yeah, since all the TikTok fame
he's
happened.
He's been lingering around. I mean, granted, he's married, has his own life and a new kid and all that. Granted, I'm pretty sure he's punching his face, you know, like just see me, because you have to understand this is a man that put me down here, right? Yeah. Like I was the scum on his fucking shoe, and just it, I'm telling you, I'm gonna need like a bottle of whiskey to get through that.
This is a follow-up visit.
Yeah. But
I'm not doing well as a therapist because I'm not getting down into the meat of the story.
No, but there's other interviews out there. Y'all can go check them out. But, you know, this is a man that put me, a woman down so bad, just had a baby. And, you know, me, I took a chance in life and I was like, well, screw you. I moved home with just a baby and clothes. That's all. I slept on my mama's couch. Okay. But he's seen me grow, and I'm sure he has burner accounts watching his daughter and me and everything. Now, am I the type of mom to go off and talk bad about her father? No, that's not me. Now, when she's older and she asks me about it, I'm going to tell her, I'm going to be honest, but I'm not the type. If you watch my videos, I never talk shitty about my baby daddy. I just speak the truth like it was a bad time in my life, you know. And, of course, I hope, you know, he's doing well, but when the time comes, when my daughter's older, they can rekindle that. But I'm not the type to talk badly about her daddy.
That's a good thing. That, yeah. Absolutely.
Being a divorced kid, I mean, hell, my daddy's on his fourth marriage to a Russian woman that I've never met. And my mama's on her third. So I got no room to talk. All right. And it's not a mail-ordered bride, okay?
Because I was just about to freaking ass.
I saw everybody's ass light up, like, in here.
I've seen those in the back of Gun & Ammo magazine.
No, they've been talking a good couple years.
You sure she's not Ukrainian?
Well, no, she did come
through Ukraine.
Okay. You know what? Well, she's a subject. Happy for you, Daddy. No, but I'm sure he's creeping on me and my daughter. But is he happy for me? Probably fucking not.
Do you give a damn?
Huh?
Do you give a damn?
Hell no. My give a damn's busted, like fucking Joni Messina said early in 2000s.
There you go.
Time marches on.
What's your favorite Tracy Lawrence song?
Time marches on. Is that so fucking...
She's been singing it all day.
It's my favorite too, but everybody has different ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I'm not a Swiftie.
Really?
I'm just gonna guess that.
I'm a Cyrus. I love fucking Miley Cyrus.
Miley?
Yeah.
I was just talking about Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray just got remarried, man. Yeah, like a girl like 27 years younger than him. Mm-hmm. God bless him.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
So she, yeah. I wonder what they talk about.
Wait, achy breaky heart. There it is.
Yeah, with the white tennis shoes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
I've got a picture of me and Billy Ray and Kenny Beard on the pegboard in my house. Me and them sitting on the front porch of the Music Mill in 1992.
How about that?
I wasn't even born yet.
1992. Billy had that tight mullet. Yeah. I had a kermullet. That's what they call mine. Mine was poopy.
Did you shake it?
No, yeah, I got
Did you shake it?
Got pulled a lot. got pulled a lot.
Pulled a lot.
Did you shake that mullet?
Shook everything I could shake.
I just have a question. Like, what do you think of now and today's with, like, technology, like social media? I mean, you've seen it. I mean, I grew up with the internet, right? I mean, my parents used to get pissed off with dial-up. Pick one. Fucking pick one, you know? So what do you think of, like...
I think there's a lot of positives to it, and I embrace the technology. I'm like you. I don't get on social media a lot. I've had to find things that I'm comfortable doing because I'm not a person that's going to post every day.
Right.
And I didn't grow up with it, so it's foreign to me, and I have a lot of other business dealings that I deal with during the day.
Right.
I mean, real estate, just all this other stuff that I have going on, and I don't have the time to focus on all that stuff like that. But I still do understand the marketing relevance of it, so it's a very important tool for me, and I find it very fascinating, and everybody's journey is completely different.
Everybody's.
And so sitting down and talking to people that have come from, you know, the comedy side or the music side or whatever, understanding how they got involved in it, what led them to that, how it exploded, how they manage it, all those things are fascinating to me because it's business and it's marketing, which I truly love. I love that side of the industry.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, my life, the past year and a half, that's for
sure. Sounds like it's been a whole lot of fun, though.
Well, catch me.
Side, how about that?
Are you going to come to a movie premiere with me starring it?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Put him on the guest list.
Put me on the red carpet. Let
yes.
me go.
Oh, is that a date?
Okay. Come on, let's go, girl. I'm telling you what, it's been great meeting you. I know you've got other things to do, and I've got to start getting packed to take my family to Orlando.
Oh, well, I just have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure just sitting here cutting the bullshit with you.
Absolutely.
And if you don't think I'm going to rub this in my fucking family's face at Thanksgiving, you got me messed up.
I can't wait to hear all about it. Thank you for being here. Good getting to know you, and let's do a follow-up sometime next year. How about that?
Yes, let's do it.
Dimps.